Aircheckdownloads.com.
Eurythmics, Aretha Franklin, and Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves on BBC Radio Solon with Lou. At 9 minutes past 11, live through till 2 o'clock this afternoon then, coming up in this hour of the programme. Well, it's all about money on a variety of levels, actually. We're going to be hearing from the Coupon Kid. It's the final part in the series, as Jordan Cox from Hythe, our money-saving expert. I like to call him that. He's kind of like our resident money-saving expert. He joined forces with listeners Dean and Zoe in Walkford to just kind of have a little bit of a journey through their finances, look at what they spend their money on, where they could save a little bit of money, looking at things like the supermarket shop, utility bills, that kind of stuff. And today he looks at days out with the kids over the summer holidays, just things like, you know, when you want to treat yourself but you're on a real budget, some ideas of things to do and where you can save some money, and holidays as well. So you can apply the same logic to your finances as well. You can hear that coming up in the next 10 minutes on the programme. And I talk about cash because, well, myself and Alan Newman got into a heated debate earlier on, just before 10, when he was on about paying with stuff on his phone, and I just don't want to do it. And then Bex from our newsroom came in on our Sunday programme, and she pays everything on our watch, and I'm just not that. It's not that I'm not advanced. I know how to do these things. I just choose not to. Lots of you getting in touch to agree with me. Woo! Rob and Sandra, hello to you. Says, if we go cashless, Lou, that's going to be the end of the car boot sales. I use a card in most shops, but use cash if buying from a person. Rob says, Sandra uses cash all the time. Susan in Woolston, I always carry cash. I use cards and I always go through the checkouts. Yeah, we're not. Let's not do the self-service thing today. That's a whole different debate. Fiona in Hedge End. Lou, I totally agree with you. The number of children that have cards but never check the amount on the machine is scary. Cash is king. Yeah, I know. Maybe they've just got more money than us. Teresa in Romsey says, I don't own a smartphone, so I can't use it to pay for shopping. I have WhatsApp on my tablet. That is it. Really good to hear from you, Teresa. Thank you. This one has come through from Frankie. Hello, Frankie. I'm definitely with you on the money versus cash versus cards. I hate the thought of paying for everything on my phone and having all my life on my phone. Every day on Facebook, people are looking for lost phones, with probably masses of information on it. I like using cash as well, although I do have cards. I went to buy my granddaughter an ice cream on the beach the other day, and they'd only take cards. It's so sad not to be able to give her the pennies so she could buy her own ice cream. Keep cash, I say. Thing is that surprises me with lots of, like you're talking about, our ice cream vendors and things like that, where something's a couple of quid or £3 or £4, and you are more than likely going to have a £5 note or some, you know, change in your pocket. It costs them money to process the card payment, so I don't understand why they do it. But anyway, I'm not one of those people. If you are, if you're like an ice cream vendor and you can explain that whole having to pay for card transactions thing, I'd love to know. Stella says, phone apps, paying by phone. No, I don't have bank cards on my phone. I prefer to use bank cards in person or cash. Like you, I'd be worried if I lost my phone or if it had to be repaired. There was an article I read recently on shoulder surfing in pubs where somebody hovers close by watching you keying in your phone code, then tries to steal the phone. And in turn, Stella, I guess, gets your entire life in that. Morning, Lou. I'm sure you're definitely not the only one. I like cash too, although I do pay for a lot of things with a debit card. I'd hate the idea of using my phone for everything. It wouldn't feel safe. I'm also definitely not a fan of a watch to do anything. I don't like talking to people who use those watches because they seem to be constantly looking at them and not paying attention to what you're saying. I'm so with you on that. And this one, I'll leave it for the time being. Caroline says, I still use money and credit cards. I use checks as well sometimes. I tried using a supermarket app, but couldn't get it to work. I do use contactless a lot. There's nothing wrong with cash. A lot of places still like it anyway. Caroline, thank you for that. If you want to get involved in the big cash versus the watch and phone debate, please do. 0808 100 3800 or WhatsApp me 0800 321 333. Start your message with the word Solon. Music now from Olivia Dean and Leon Bridges. This is called The Hardest Part.
Call me up to meet you.
Aircheckdownloads.com.